Hello, and welcome to A Moment of Hope, where I share devotional, encouraging words, and sometimes even a little poetry. Today, I'm going to start off with some poetry, but first of all, let me tell you, Happy New Year. As my daughter and I sat and we watched the clock tick to 12 o'clock and the year, you know, the calendar year roll over to 2023, I recall her saying, Mom, she said, it's kind of exciting, but it's kind of scary too when you think about it. And I sat there and I was like, you know what? That really is the truth, because it's almost like we're rolling over into another year, yes, and it's a year of unknowns. But, and when we look back at 2022, it seemed like that was a kind of rocky year, right? And so when we roll into 2023, it seems like, well, you know, we don't know what to expect. And things were so rocky last year. Oh, is it going to be worse? Is it going to get better? But I just want to encourage you all today that it's going to be a great year if we're in the Lord. Let me start off with some poetry. Daily will I seek thee. My life and breath comes from you. I will give it back to you in thanksgiving and praise in all that I do. Your mercies are new every morning, and your compassions, they never fail. Lord, help me to remember these facts when my problems seem to prevail. You, Lord, are greater than every issue, and you've always been by my side. Help me to remember that you never lost a battle, and under your wings, I can always hide. Today, I just want to encourage us, you, through the book of Lamentations, the third chapter, the 21st through the 24th verse, and it reads, "This I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him." And I want us to focus on this scripture right there every day of 2023, because the word of God does not lie. And it encourages us that we have hope and we have faith in him. Now, the word lamentations means the passionate expression of grief and sorrow. It actually means weeping. And Jeremiah, he was called the weeping prophet because he had shed tears because he had watched Judah's decline in captivity due to rebellion and sin. And he had actually been warning them. That's what he was called to do. He was a prophet. He was warning and trying to get them to repent. But it was as if that his words were falling on deaf ears, and he felt hopeless. He felt helpless because he was like, these people are not listening, but I see. Don't we do that sometimes when we, you know, we're passionate about God and we want to live right, but we look around and we see the world going into such a decline? But I want to remind us by using Jeremiah actually as an example here, that no matter how it looks, no matter how it seems, no matter what goes on in our world or in our personal lives, we can never give up hope in God's faithfulness and goodness. In verse 21, Jeremiah states that he literally had to recall. And I looked up the word recall, and it means to bring a fact, event, or situation back into one's mind. It literally means to remember, and it is an action or facility or faculty of remembering something learned or experienced. So Jeremiah, as he was going through these things, as he was seeing these things, he had to recall it. He had to remember it. He had to rehearse the goodness of the Lord and remind himself that the Lord's faithfulness and his compassion fails not, right? Jeremiah had to recall the times in the past where God showed up and worked things out. And he had to encourage himself by remembering all the wonderful things that God had done up until that point. And the rest of the scripture states, therefore, I have hope. The word therefore means for that reason. So he realized that as he did that recall, that the same God that helped him in the past with other situations would help him with this one, no matter how bad it looked. Just like us, no matter how bad 2022 looked, God is still the same. It doesn't matter that the calendar rolled over to another year, to another day, right? He's the same God. Hebrews 13 and 8 states, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Malachi, the 3rd chapter, 6th verse states, for I am the Lord. I do not change. So what this tells me is that we're going to have changing situations and issues, but praise God, He always remains the same. And we can all agree that we have come across many people in our lives that have lied to us, let us down, and disappointed us. We've heard bad news all over the TV. It's just been things that are going on, but God has never left us. He's never done that. He's always the same. And if we would just allow ourselves to recall the things that He has already done and brought us through, we can have hope. Verse 22, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. The word through means moving in one side and out the other side of. It means going forward, moving through. It is a motion. I want us to all to just sit and imagine that. This is so powerful to me because the word of God in Acts 17th chapter and the 28th verse tells us that in Him we live, get this, we move, and we have our being. And it is through our God's mercies that we are not consumed. Now, please bear with me because I'm going somewhere, because I looked up the word consume and it means to completely destroy. Wow. Now let's just stop right here and talk about the God we serve that is on our side. It's because of Him that we are not completely consumed, right? This is what Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 21st through the 23rd verses says about our God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Look at our God. We don't have anything to worry about as long as we are in Him and serving Him, because in Him we live, move, and have our being, and He honestly, truly has complete control. And so let's think about that. This is the same God that we have to recall to mind so that we can have hope no matter what is going on. This is who the God is that is on our side. Isn't that amazing? He is powerful and mighty, and it's through His mercies that we are not utterly destroyed, because His compassions, as the word tells us, they fail not. And the word compassion means sympathy and concern for the sufferings of others and a desire to alleviate such suffering. Did you hear that definition of compassion? Our God has that for little old us. He loves us and He's concerned for us. Verse 23 of Lamentations, it states that His compassions, they're new every morning. Great, Lord, is Your faithfulness. That same love and compassion our great God has for us is absolutely new every morning because He's faithful to us. There is something beautiful about each morning, and I want you to remember that. Every day that we wake up, we should feel a fresh start, a feeling of a chance to do things over, start it off with God. And we have an expectation that each day, every day will be different, and we can have a hope that it will be better than the day before. To praise God for His faithfulness, that we have opened up our eyes to a brand new day, a brand new mercy that He is giving us. What awesome grace. Truly, we should all be decreeing and declaring the words of Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's think about that. This is the day. Right here, right now, this is the day that we get, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. God is in this day. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not here. He is here today, and He is faithful to give us everything we need to get through this day, right? Now, Verse 24 states, "The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I hope in him." Now, the word portion means a person's destiny or lot. Now, Jeremiah is stating here that the Lord is his destiny. It's him, just him. But to go even further, Jeremiah said his soul said it. Our soul is the very essence of our being, which means Jeremiah was saying that from his very soul, he is convinced it is the truth. From the very inner core of who I am, the Lord is my destiny. He is my portion. I can have hope and you can have hope. If Jeremiah can be convinced this much with everything that he was seeing, he could be convinced in his very soul that God is faithful, merciful, and loving. And if Jeremiah could recall the goodness of the Lord when everything was crumbling down around him and he literally had to watch the people rebel, knowing that they were going into captivity while he was being ridiculed and scorned, all of this, and he can still have hope, so can we. We have to learn to lean and depend on God because he is truly our only hope and his promises are true. He never changes, even when the earth is shifting all around us, even with the uncertainty of the year to come. It's okay. He's the same God. Let's recall his goodness in our lives, how he's brought us through so much. And remember, if he did it before, he can do it again, and he is no respecter of persons. If everything seems to be going wrong or you're fearful or whatever is going on, believe it or not, there is still something to give God praise for and to believe in him for. Remember, he changes not. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse states, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." It's his will that in everything we give thanks. So if he said it, it must be true. There is always something to be thankful for. And get this, he loves it so much when we praise him. He can't wait to bless us anyway. But just think of just the praise in the relationship with our Father. Your hope grows in him. Your faith grows in him. You seek refuge in him because he never changes. And he loves our worship. He loves our praise. And it's a statement of faith to him that says that, "Lord God, no matter what goes on around us, no matter what's going on in my life, no matter what 2023 has to offer, you are the same God. And your compassions, they fail not. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." He is faithful. So in conclusion, let's remember who we are and whose we are so we can continue to have hope. Let's always call to mind his goodness, his power, and his faithfulness and the mercies that he renews every morning. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy New Year.